This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, new wholesale inflation numbers. Up a little bit, 3.3%, a little higher than you want to be. And of course, wholesale inflation is stuff that has not hit the market yet. Wholesale price index, wholesale inflation. It's not huge, but it is definitely, you know, worth watching.
Yeah, it's going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, it's going the wrong direction. Again, price increases and inflation are two different things. There is only one way to achieve inflation. There is only one way to achieve inflation, and that is by printing money. Congress and the Fed printing money and debasing the value of your dollar. So every fake dollar they throw in to the stream of dollars to pay for stuff the federal government really shouldn't be spending money on, because that's most of it, that makes your dollar worth less. And it's really a way of theft. So not good. Wholesale, this is breaking right now. Maria Bartiromo is on. Wholesale inflation rose 0.9% in July. That doesn't sound like a lot, but if that happened every month, we would be in trouble by the end of the year. So that is a Congress spending thing. That is not a tariff thing. And I have to explain this a lot. Tariffs, yes, may cause prices to go up. That could happen. It is a real risk. We'll see if it does. We're really probably have some data on that by the end of the year. As, you know, stuff shifts, supply chain shifts, it's really hard to figure it out. You know, where it's going to end up, I don't know, and I don't pretend to tell you, but inflation is uniquely a congressional thing. 0.9% increase in July. Not good. Year over year, it's 3.3%. Now, contrast that with the CPI number we got, which is the actual, like, now inflation number a few days ago, and that was actually really good. It was 2.7%, came in lower than the 2.9% forecast. So as far as basically what that means is as far as prices are right now, inflation down a little bit. But again, when you even break Joe Biden's spending records with the big, beautiful bill and your $37 trillion in debt and people don't want to buy your bonds, you have to print money to buy back U.S. bonds because there literally physically are not enough people in this universe or on this planet to buy those bonds. That is the Ponzi scheme that we are in, and it's a problem. So you kind of look at this too, and they're saying, Fox News is saying right now, the breaking news, investors are expected to the Fed to cut interest rates in September. You know, as squirrely as Jerome Powell is, he may use this, they may use this, the Fed board, as an excuse not to do that. I don't know. We'll see. But investors right now still expect the Fed to cut rates. We really need the rates cut because we have this massive tranche of debt that's coming up for refinance, and it's going to absolutely kill us if we have to refi it at the high rates. The problem that Trump faces, though, is that if they do lower the rates, if they lower the interest rates, again, that wholesale and eventually the actual inflation will go up. because those rates hold it down. So there's no good outcomes here. This is not a huge jump, but it's not going in the right direction, I think. What do you think?
I'm going to wait and see what the market does, you know.
Yeah.
See how they react, because that's an indication. I mean, obviously they're talking about, anytime you look at what the markets do, it's like what they think is going to happen in the future, but mm-hmm. it's based on today's information. So we'll see what happens this afternoon when the markets, or this morning when the markets open up. So.
Yeah. And again, the best way to combat this right now, I mean, we really needed, and I went through the math on it, and I'm not going to bore you with it again. We really needed to cut $500 billion worth of spending this year and do it every year.
And what was it, yesterday or a day before that we reached the 37 trillion mark in deficit, in the deficit? So, you know.
Yeah, we needed to do that. That's the rate everybody agreed on that we needed to cut between Elon Musk and Jamie Dimon. And even the head of JP Morgan Chase was saying, yeah, we're going to have to start, we got to cut the spending. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Trump had to give everything to everyone because our congressional majority is so thin.
Exactly. Yeah.
And again, that it all goes back to illegal immigration. The Democrats stole, you know, roughly 32 seats total using that between the census fraud and the 26 seats or so. I'll say 20 to 26 just to be conservative, that illegal immigrants give Democrats. We should not have, this tight of a situation. So you have to give every, you know, Republican who's really a Democrat from a purple district, you know, the $50 million of spending they want, or $50 billion or whatever. So this is a huge problem. It's all related. Solving this problem, I mean, illegal immigration, all of this, it's all related. So I got to do something. Unfortunately, the best thing that we could do is the 11 rescissions bills that are still pending that Trump was going to send through that will cut money from, you know, the big, beautiful bill spending. It'll cut it back. He's already gotten one through the $9 billion one, but this is the Doge cut, several hundred billion dollars. And Russ Vogt, the way he is talking, he's never given a real number. He's the budget director, but when he does these interviews, if you do the math, as he's talking about it, Lee, it's somewhere between $300 billion and $500 billion, exactly where we needed to be. Trump knows he needs to cut it. But unfortunately, as I said yesterday in the segment, we have a hostage situation in the Senate, where John Thune and the Republican leadership is blocking Trump's nominees and then sending the Democrats out there to demand no new rescissions packages as the price of his nominees getting approved. They want to make sure, for whatever reason, they either break America financially, keep the inflation in place, or it's simple.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I believe they're just so greedy and want money for all their friends and people in their district that they just don't care if the country goes broke. I don't know which it is, probably a combo of the two. So the biggest stumbling block to solving this problem right now with the inflation is the Republican leadership, most specifically John Thune. He needs to stop blocking Trump's nominees. If he would simply gavel the Senate out of session, which he's already done, and then stop gaveling it back into session every 4 days, which prevents Trump from making pocket appointments, recess appointments, This problem would solve itself. The Democrats would have no leverage, but he wants Democrats to have leverage so that he can make sure we don't cut a dime. So this is a GOP leadership. And I know Trump is working behind the scenes, Lee, to fix this. I can't imagine. I mean, that problem alone would occupy all my time if I was president. Never mind Ukraine and like everything else. Democrat sanctuary cities, violence, DC. Yeah, so it's crazy. So
it's like, yo, JD, you busy? I got a couple of things for you.
Really? I know. Just a few thorny problems, if you wouldn't mind. Meanwhile, Chuck Schumer just got cold busted, and it's so funny. Claiming he's not, he goes for walks by himself around DC because it's so safe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, he's the Democrat leader in the Senate.
Yeah.
Except Will Cain at Fox News called up the Secret Service and was like, you know, freedom of information, does Chuck still have a protection detail? And Cain reported that Chuck Schumer has a full Secret Service detail and an armored limo. So when Chuck says he goes for a walk in D.C., it's not quite the same as me and you doing it, Lee.
Well, remember Chuck Schumer is the guy that had the famous photo of himself grilling burgers on the grill. The only problem was the grill wasn't on and the burgers were still frozen. So,
yeah, and he had a very large pending problem. We were actually talking about this weekend as we were making burgers. You cannot put the cheese on the burger when the burger is still cold and uncooked.
Yes, yeah.
Because it'll burn, but you got to wait to the end for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Which he apparently did not know. That's like a mistake my 15-year-old would make the first time he tries to cook something and then learn from.
Well, it's also like the mistake a Democrat would make when they're trying to show you something that they don't know how to do.
Like they're human instead of aliens from another planet that don't know how things work on this planet.
Right.
You've never cooked out before because you've lived a bizarrely abnormal life.
Get their gourmet ice cream out of a $30,000 refrigerator.
Right. Well, you got to keep it cold. Right? You don't want the gourmet ice cream melting.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
You know, what is it lately that Democrats haven't lied about? I mean, seriously.
They lie about everything.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, they go out of their way to lie about things. And yeah, I want to go off on a tangent for a second, Tara. You've been probably waiting for me to do that today.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Why not?
Why not?
We've made it far.
It's the end of the 9 o'clock segment, so we can go ahead. Where are all the Democrats come worrying about Ukraine? Where are all the flags? Where are all the lapel pins? You have got the possibility that Donald Trump may be able to stop the war in Ukraine. If Democrats were really serious about the fate of the Ukrainian people, as they claim to have been at the beginning of this invasion by Russia, which Joe Biden allowed and quite honestly encouraged, where are they?
That is
nowhere.
That is odd.
I don't
it?
See anything. I don't even see people criticizing Trump. I think they know they can't. Because they've been wanting peace in Ukraine, and if Trump brings it, they're just going to ignore it. Now, I'm not confident. I'm not saying that there's going to be a peace agreement announced Friday. I seriously don't think there will be. There may be some progress. There may be something going on. There may be other issues here. I'm not hopeful for that. But there was so much angst, so much worry about the Ukrainian people. Rightfully so. But I don't see the flags. I don't see the lapel pins. I don't see anybody saying, hey, peace is at hand or we may have a chance. Or you know what? I begrudgingly have to thank Donald Trump and his negotiators for at least trying to make an effort to stop this war. You don't see it. And if they were really serious about things, that's what you'd see. But we know they're not.
I got a theory on why that is. It was actually kind of where I was going next.
Oh, amazing.
Just a theory.
I stumbled right into it, didn't
I? You did. You do that all the time. And that's what I need more of in my life, men who can read my mind. You know, so this works out well. J.D. Vance announced this week, and this is, I think, huge, that there will be, no matter what, no more funding for the Ukraine war. Mm-hmm. We're done. Now, we will sell the Euroweenies military equipment, as we do, like, half the people on Earth.
That's pretty much what Trump was saying a few weeks back, yeah.
Right. Well, if there's no more Ukraine war funding to launder through Democrat NGOs... do they care about Ukraine?
There you go.
I don't think they do. And if you're like me and you believe the deputy prime minister of Poland, the former deputy prime minister of Poland, who did an interview in which he said, you watch this on X, it's all over the place. Oh, yeah, the Democrats just launder the money through Ukraine. Everybody knows that. And a lot of that money, get cut of it, is taken by the oligarchs and then they launder it back through. If there's no money, why would they care about the people of Ukraine? They wouldn't. Well, maybe. I mean, I don't know. Maybe. Just hazarding a guess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.